This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
BECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd.
I invented numbers, so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
Oh, yeah. Welcome, Todd. Welcome back, buddy.
Thanks, BJ.
And yeah, man, this is how it works. Todd is a good buddy of our show, over 25 years of experience in the world of finances, and also a fine representative from BECU.org. And, you know, BECU is a great credit union, and credit unions tend to take care of you better sometimes, really almost all the time, than maybe your traditional bank. And if you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, you are eligible to be part of BECU. All the info at BECU.org. And Todd, before we get into the calls, anything I should know? Anything big money interest at all? What if I catch a Gatorade bottle at a concert? Should I drink it? Should I save it if it was from a famous band? You know, these are these are questions right now that are important in our lives. Anything going on that we should know?
I missed that story, BJ.
Yeah. Oh, it was a great story. One of the members on our show, very lucky at concerts, but not too sure he knows about collectibles.
Nobody is going to pay me money for a Gatorade bottle that's pretty much finished by a drummer of a band.
Yeah, it's not going to happen?
No.
Oh, wow.
Not that I know of.
Well, Todd, back you up on that.
What do you think? Do you think it was worth anything, or I was better off just handing it to the guy next to me because I didn't want anything to do with it?
I think I would be handing it down the line. So myself,
see,
personally.
I'm the smart guy with the money, BJs.
Okay, I get, you know what? I stand corrected.
Some things just aren't worth it, and I think that's one of them. So.
Thank you.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. If you got a question for Todd, that is the number to call or text. Let's go to David in Covington. David, you are on the Rock with Todd Peach from BECU.org.
BJ Shea!
Who cares? You know what? I know my friend Todd Peach cares. What do you got for us today, David?
Yeah, so I'm looking at buying a house within the next year or so, but I don't have that much cash on hand for a down payment. But I do have a lot of stocks in the company that I work for, about $15,000, $20,000 worth of stocks. I was wondering if it's a good idea to liquidate those stocks for a down payment, or should I try and save up within the next year to make that down payment? Is it a good idea to swap out those stocks for property, or, yeah.
What are the stocks? What kind, I mean, are they... Are they part of your retirement or a 401k or something, or are they just they stocks on the side that you?
It's part of a employee stock purchase program, so I get a 15% discount on the stocks that I purchased from the company, and then after a year they vest, and I can sell them for whatever price you know the market has in 12 or so.
Okay, yeah. So similar to stock options, but you're putting in your loan money. You're just buying at a discount, and I assume they've done pretty well over the last couple of years.
Yeah, they have actually. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I personally, there's a couple things at work here, but we just got to be careful when you put all your eggs in one basket. And what I mean by that is you're buying stock of the company that you work for. So if something were to happen to your job or the company, not only are you at risk there, but you're also at risk with the stocks that you're buying on the side. So that could be a great start for you for a down payment. But I think there's also a couple things. I think there's a big myth that out there that we need, you know, we have to have 20% down. Absolutely, if you can get to that 20% and avoid private mortgage insurance, we definitely want to go that route. But that's for some of us, that may not be attainable in today's market. So there are programs out there for, you know, you can get down for 3-5% down. And you would have that PMI insurance, but there's ways around that. So when you do get the equity, then you get that PMI released. So I would start now, David, with meeting with a mortgage advisor and come up with a plan. Take a look at your credit. Take a look at your income. If you're married, if you have, you know, somebody else that will be in with you, and really come up with a plan with what we're going to need for that down payment, or if we need to start making some improvements to our credit to get there. So in a year or two, you're in a solid space and you're ready to go.
Yeah, and you know, stocks are so hard to predict, Todd. And what you're looking at, obviously, is like what would the cost be just to go with the PMI, and would it be better, you know, a better return if you just keep the stocks where they are, or like you said, maybe if the company isn't performing well, or you're not too sure. I mean, it's just all about what the better return is, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we've been on quite the run in the market, and we don't know what the future holds. So there is a lot of risk to that. So now might be a time to, you know, to seriously look at cashing that out and putting it to work somewhere else. And that's owning a home is a great place to do that.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999 if you get any questions from Todd from BECU.org.
We did get a text once that my wife and I were just gifted $25,000.
Woo!
And we want to start a college fund for our son, Steve Meigs. No, just their son. What are our best options to earn interest but be flexible if our son decides not to go to college?
Okay. Well, I would recommend you go to savingforcollege.com. It's a website. It's all about 529s. And these are programs where you're going to put that money in today, and it's going to grow tax-free. Now, it can be used for, if they don't go to college for some reason, you can change the beneficiary on that. You can even use it yourself someday. I mean, that's something I kind of wish I had sitting on the side so I could take some golfing classes or something. But there's a lot more flexibility to that program. But the benefit is it's going to grow tax free, and you can invest it. Every state has a plan. Washington has the GET, as they have a couple now. But I would just go to that website, take a look at that, and I would put it all in the 529. And I would not be totally concerned about if they didn't go to college or they didn't do some sort of post secondary education, because you can get that money back. If they, for some reason, they don't, you just have to pay a 10% penalty on the earnings, not on what you put in there. So I love 529. So savingforcollege.com. And if you need help, give me a shout out.
Oh, that is good to know, because I sometimes get that confused. So it's just 10% on the earnings, not on what you put in.
That's correct. Yeah. Your principal is intact. It will grow, you know, and the earnings will grow tax free if you use them for what the requirements are. I think it might even cover, you might even be able to use those for some of the private elementary schools. I'd have to double check on that. But there's a lot of flexibility in them, and it's only on the earnings, BJ. So there is not a whole lot of downside risk to them.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. We're talking to Todd Peach from BECU.org. And if you can't get through on the phone lines or you don't have time to call us, you can always email Todd. Just go to the KISW webpage, scroll down, you'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face, and click on that.
Somebody wanted to know, hey, Todd, does it make sense for me to remove money from my 401k to pay off higher medical bills that we're struggling with?
Ooh.
I'm always really reluctant to cash in a 401k. And you know, when you do that, you're not only going to be paying taxes on that, on what, you know, on the earnings that you've made, but also there's a penalty involved. If you're struggling with the medical side of the house, I'm going to refer you to NFCC.org. That's National Foundation for Credit Counselors. There are nonprofit agencies that can work with you on a budget. A lot of times, a medical debt, you know, companies will work with you on payment plans as well. So I would say let's try to find a plan to tackle that payment outside of 401, you know, cashing in. Let's make that our absolute last resort.
Yeah, it does seem, Todd, that people don't realize that there are reasonable solutions to, you know, medical bills. And I don't know if that's on the medical system or on the billing agencies, but it would be nice if they could say, hey, look, if you're having trouble, like you said, go to the place where you said it. It feels like you're just trying, like, my God, this huge bill, what right. am I going to do?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why people file bankruptcy is medical debt. It's probably the largest reason. So I would say let's talk to the folks at NFCC, or if you're a BECU member, we use one of the NFCC organizations called GreenPath. Will not cost you anything to do this. They'll get you the help that you need, help you come up with a budget, or if in the case of the medical side of the house, if you know, help you, you know, work with them or teach you how to reach out to them to come up with a plan that works for everybody, because they don't want to write the debt off, right? They want to also get paid for it eventually. And so if we can come to a solution that works for both parties, that's where we want to get to. And I would not recommend cashing out a 401k, because that's your future, and you're going to be paying those the income taxes and the penalty today.
And again, like Todd said, BECU already, like, they already have that up and running. Like, they know exactly where to send you if you're a member. And another great thing about a credit union, man, again, they're not just trying to make money. They're actually trying to help out the members, because, Todd, you said it before, at BECU, like a lot of credit unions, you take the profits and you put it back into the people.
Yeah, it's a full circle. We don't have the stockholders, so we're working 100% for the members. Everything we do is for the members, and by definition, it has to go back to the members. So, I would recommend, certainly BECU, but just any credit union. If you're not a member of a credit union, take a look at them, and I think that in the long run, you might be happy that you did.
So, and it's really interesting, man, because a lot, I used to worry about like a credit union over a traditional bank. But nowadays, with the way we do our money transferring and changing and all that, I mean, really, it doesn't matter anymore, you know, who you have, except, of course, for the service you get, which you get from credit unions.
Right. A lot of, you know, one of the myths, BJ, is access and convenience. And, people think, oh, the big, the banks, they have all these branches everywhere. Well, credit unions work together, and we have shared branching, and we have a networks that you can use at other credit unions, ATMs, no matter where you are. So there's over 30,000 ATMs throughout the country, for example, part of our network that you can use. So even if you move to California or Arizona or Florida or wherever, or you're traveling or on vacation, you're still going to have access to your money without paying the fees.
206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. And if you didn't get through this morning, not a problem, because again, you can just go to KISW.com. You can scroll down, see Todd's smiling face, and Todd will answer whatever questions he can. Todd, well, that is it for today, man. But dude, always good information, and we appreciate it.
Thanks, BJ. Well, good luck to your Red Sox here as they get in the final stretch.
So. Wow. Well, I appreciate it. You know what? You're the only one giving me the good luck. The rest of this world's against me, Todd. They're against me.
Yeah. Now that the Mariners are out, I'll stand behind your Red Sox. So
yeah,
all I'm right, hoping both teams lose. Somehow.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
yeah.
I just hope that the Braves win it all.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. After last night, I was kind of wishing the Mariners never traded Graveman. He was fantastic for the Astros last night. Oh man, did he just shut everybody down? One of the biggest musical artists was just asked what her final meal would be, and she said her final meal would be from McDonald's. What is she getting? Oh, you're going to hear from her at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Adele, well, she's everywhere. She's got her new album out, and it's breaking records, and people are listening all over the place.
And breaking records and breaking relationships up, apparently.
Yeah, right?
Breaking hearts.
Oh, yeah. Well, she just did an interview where she shared that if she had to pick what her last ever meal was, it would be from McDonald's.
Atta girl.
Wow. I mean, you know, Adele can pretty much have anything she wants, and she says, yeah, my last meal, I would want McDonald's.
My ideal meal, my death row meal, my last meal would be a McChicken nugget with a Big Mac and then fries. That's my three course. I eat at least once a week.
Oh, once a week for her, huh?
Honestly, I maybe can name one or two Adele songs. I don't know much about Adele musically. I know she's obviously very popular, but she all of a sudden has become one of my favorite pop stars for that statement and that statement alone.
Yeah, and you know what's so funny
Chicken
about
nuggets, Big Mac, and fries, BJ, come on.
I know. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Throw a sundae in there, and that's that's how I became 285 pounds at one point.
And I maybe she used to love it back in the day herself, because didn't Adele also lose a good portion of weight?
Yeah. So,
but she still has it once a week, though. So
yeah, well,
gotta treat yourself.
Moderation is
treat
the key.
Yourself.
Yeah, I mean, look, Vicky, it's all about moderation. You can have whatever you want as long as you're not like me and have it all the time, which is pretty much my problem. Also, I love that, you know, you're listening to Adele. She's got a pretty thick, I don't know exactly where it's from, but it's a definite region of England that she sounds like she's from. And her, you know, when they sing, you know, when people like that sing, you don't hear any accent. I mean, it's so bizarre to me.
Yeah, but then on the flip side, you listen like Green Day, and all of a sudden Billy Joe's got like an English accent on some of his songs.
Right.
But when he doesn't have one, obviously, when he's just doing an interview.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
That was really weird.
Not time. It's like, what?
I always wondered if he was like a fan of some of the British punk bands.
Oh, yeah.
And he just wanted to sound like them. Because with some of those bands, you can hear a little English accent. But yeah, but it is funny to hear Adele speak and go, wow, I would never know that was Adele. You know, just by listening to her.
Another one is like that is Johnny Depp. If you listen to when early interviews with Johnny Depp, he sounds like normal. But now if you listen to him, he has like an accent going
on. Does he?
Yeah, to some extent. And it's like, where are you coming with?
Kind of like Madonna.
Like, yeah.
Ugh, it's because they're probably watching Peppa Pig.
That's true.
That's where everyone learns their accents, right? In Bluey.
Oh, that is. Yeah, I haven't heard Johnny lately. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess Madonna lived in England, so I suppose she could have adopted the but then again, there are people that come from other places that live in our country, and they still have an accent from the place where they come from, and they've been here for decades.
Madonna got a lot of backlash when she did that.
Yeah, she did.
She's like, you were just faking it.
And that's affected like, Madonna.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, though, like, let's go along the lines of what Adele did. So that was her death row meal.
What Adele did, like, made millions of dollars by being a talented singer? Yeah.
I'd much rather do that than eat McDonald's. I love McDonald's, don't get me wrong, but I'll take the $1 million.
Yeah.
But okay, you have to pick. I say we just keep it to fast food.
All right. Oh, okay.
Oh, for otherwise, the last meal.
Yeah. Otherwise, I mean, I'm going to get all crazy with like.
Okay,
know,
so that's what you're telling me.
Yeah.
All right. So what they're saying is, sorry, we don't have a lot of time. You're going to die in a quick amount of time, so we need to get you fast food. That's the last meal.
Yeah, you're dying in about 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, we're not wasting
time for one more meal.
You're a scourge of the universe, sir.
Right.
We're taking you out quick. What do you want for your last fast food meal?
Yeah, what are you all getting?
Right. I think I got to go with Dick's. I want a Dick's Burger, Dick's Deluxe.
Just one?
All right. Well, I mean, yeah, if they're going to let me have a bunch of them, then I probably will have every burger on the Dick's menu.
You're about to die, so I mean...
I want to mix and match, though, Steve. That's the thing I want to do. If we can go to fast food, why can't I mix and match?
We can. We can only stop at one place. About to go die.
Yeah, I mean, we are on a limited time here, man.
Because there's nothing to me better than an In-N-Out shake, which I know you never hear people rave that much about
their
shakes.
Yeah, dude, that's not going to happen in this situation.
Yeah. Come on!
Have you seen those lines for In-N-Out most of the time? You cannot wait that long.
If anything, if you want to get creative, you can pick a food court at a mall, and then you can go to Panda Express, you can get some Dairy Queen, you can get a Subway meatball sub.
Get that Orange Julius.
Yeah.
But Danny's onto something. I was just thinking, man, we should pick a place like In-N-Out or Chick-fil-A if you want to live longer. Yes, because they have really long lives.
I'm about to think maybe I'm going to switch mine up to Dairy Queen because they have pretzel sticks there.
With a zesty queso, because I was going to say.
The queso part.
I mean, queso's fine. Queso's amazing.
I'm not saying it's awful. I just,
yeah, Vicky, I don't know what happened to Steve. Well, you dropped on your head. Queso's just fantastic.
Again, I did not say queso's bad. I think pretzels are great just by themselves. They don't need dipping sauces.
Oh, man. No, queso makes everything better. That's why I put it on everything.
Fine, I'll dip it in it. If you really guys want me to.
Wow. All right. That's, I don't want that covered in queso, sir.
You know, it could be a good, mess with them. Like, okay, I want for my last meal, I want to eat Shaq's Big Chicken. And the only place I can get it is Climate Pledge Arena. And that next time I can see it, oh, crap, they'll make me go to the Coldplay show.
Oh, yeah, you got to go to Coldplay. Sorry, buddy.
I got to go to the Kraken game in order to enjoy it. You better have some deep pockets because I was just looking at the menu prices for some of the stuff there.
Sir, you're on death row. We'll probably send somebody to Climate Pledge Arena to get it. We're not going to take you out of jail.
You don't get to go.
Dude, for their Kraken chicken sandwich and fries, it's $16.
Whoa.
That doesn't even include the drink.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I saw the drink prices and beers are very expensive. I'm glad I don't drink beer anymore.
Well, if you drink Truly, it's even more expensive. It's $16 for a can of Truly at the games.
Whoa. Really? Crap.
Yep.
$6 to $7
water.
That's
time to pregame.
Okay, I'm trying to think where I want to go.
That's pricey.
See, I'm going to stick with Adele, and I'm going to go McDonald's.
McDonald's is a good pick.
And it's the old standby I used to get so much that I would come, basically after work, I would go there to lunch, and they actually like knew me, so I had to stop going for a while. But it's double quarter pounder meal, supersized with a Diet Coke. Got to, watch your weight.
Oh,
and then
of course.
A 4-piece chicken nugget with a side of hot mustard.
Ah, the meal of champions.
And I would get that for lunch.
Man, I am almost so torn. McDonald's is great. I was thinking Burger King because I do love the Whoppers.
Me too, yeah.
But then like, there's part of me that just wants to say, screw it. I'm about to die. I might as well go balls out and I'm going to go to Jack in the Box.
Fair.
I get myself the Jumbo Jack, the Sourdough Jack, and get some like 15 or 20 of those tacos. I'm going to try and die before they send me to death row.
They've got the 15-piece mini tacos now.
They're amazing.
Yeah. I could finally try their teriyaki thing because I never think about getting their teriyaki bowl because like, why am I going to Jack in the Box for teriyaki?
Do they still have the egg rolls?
I might as well get some egg rolls too.
Some mozzarella sticks.
And their shakes pretty delicious.
They are too, yeah.
That is a good call. You're right. Jack has such a varied menu. Man, now I don't know, man. How about you, Vic?
See, I'm going balls to the walls, but in a different way, because I'm going to go Dairy Queen, get myself like a bacon cheeseburger, get some chicken tenders, french fries, because I love their french fries, a cookie dough blizzard, and I want a whole round cake to myself.
Might as well.
I'm like, if I'm going to die,
yeah,
I'm going to die full. Ooh. And smelling like dairy.
I might save you on the electric bill. My heart might just give out as much food as you want to put in me.
That's true.
That's a good call. Vicky's got a good point. DQ. I might have to switch over to DQ.
Get some ice cream.
I like how BJ's just jump into all of them.
Whatever the next one is, yeah.
I know, because you guys make a compelling argument. I mean, I love Dick's Deluxe. It's one of my favorite burgers, but man... Everything else, ooh, though, you guys mentioned. Oh.
What about those combo spots? Like, you think about, like, you go to the drive-thru, and you can either get Taco Bell, or you can get
KFC.
KFC, yeah. Or you get the A&W KFC combo as well.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah. Right. I took your fried chicken in a Pizza Hut.
Oh, that's a call. Oh, no.
I didn't even think about pizza.
Right? See? Oh. Is pizza considered fast food? Because I consider it fast food.
Well,
it
yeah, but they have it right there for you. The Pagliacci's, right? It's right on the thing. You just, they put it in, heat it up, right? And there it is.
Little Caesars are hot and ready.
Yeah. They are. And I'm coming in hot and ready.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, someone said they went to a Foo Fighters concert last night. Two drinks, $34 at Climate Pledge.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. That's why, like, if I'm going to have a Kraken game and I see somebody that's just S-faced, and I'm going to be like, how much money do you have?
Because I'm friends with them.
Unless you were drinking before the game, how do you get drunk at a game?
Yeah, I feel like that's going to have to be the strategy, Steve. I think people are going to have to go in there, you know, pretty much having most of their alcohol consumed.
Yeah, because I saw someone with Emerald City Hockey on Twitter. They posted a picture of, like, a couple of the menus over at the Climate Change Arena, and it's bonkers. Like, for an ice cream sandwich.
Yes.
It's $12.50.
Whoa, that thing better basically be like ice. It should be served on the ice. I mean, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Shaq should feed that to me, like, personally.
Yeah, man, that's
me.
$12 for an ice. Wow. You know, that's the world we're living in, though. You know, concessions at a professional joint are always going to be what they are.
I just feel like... And I know it's just how it is. Like, that's just, you go and expect that. But, like, the idea of dropping $16 for a Truly just seems bonkers to me. Like, I just feel like a drink shouldn't go over $10.
Yeah, I see what you mean. You know, I really, really
but
do.
But that's why I would be a broke arena if I was an arena. Because I'd be like, I want to give people a good deal. And, like, don't you like money? I'm like, yeah.
Instead of the clean AF arena, it'd be the broke AF arena.
I would be, like, yeah.
Yeah, that's a little sticker shock right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. A Monster Energy or a Rockstar Energy drink is like $10.
Damn.
Water, $7. I got to afford that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep, or $8 for a Diet Pepsi.
$7 for a water. And I think I am getting robbed at the airport. Because I pay about $2.50 for a, you know, $2.50 to $3.50 for a water at the airport.
$13 for a can of Coors Light.
Okay.
I remember when I was growing up, and I'm sure you couldn't get away with this now because just the way that security is, but I remember I would go to a lot of New York Rangers games at Madison Square Garden because my best friend's aunt had season tickets, and she wouldn't go to all the games, so she would just hook them up because she was, like, doing very well for herself, so she wasn't, like, charging us anything. So we're, like, free games, but we would always see, like, the business executives show up to the games with their suitcases, like those, like, fancy-ass attaché case or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah.
And they would show up, and... Because no one would look through it. They were just like, oh, business guys. And then all of a sudden you look over there and they'd open them up and it's just full of beer. Just cans of beer. And they'd, like, hand them to their buddies and they'd fill up the cup and then, like, put the beer can back in the case. That way no one would notice it. And they would, like, so they'd buy one beer at the game and then the rest of the beers would just be taken out of their suitcase.
Oh, that is a brilliant move. That's why they're businessmen.
Yeah. You couldn't get away with that now. Like, that would be funny, I think, if you get, like, they'd probably open it up to look.
Yeah.
I'd be like, why do you have, like, 15 cans of beer in here?
I feel like the metal detector would be an issue with that, too.
Well, the case itself as well, yeah.
Yeah. Damn, that's a great idea, though.
Right?
The old scamming days. I miss them.
Someone said, I went to Steve Miller a few years back. The beer was more expensive than the ticket.
Oh, my God.
You know, here's the thing. That's the movie theater strategy. You know, the movie theater strategy is they're not making that much money off the movie theater price, so that's why they got to charge a whole lot of money for, you know, the concessions. But, man, I still feel like a single thing at the concession stand isn't more than the ticket, or am I wrong about that? You know, if, like, I got a single thing of popcorn, is that more than what my ticket costs? You know, during prime time? You know?
I think it's right around the same, maybe.
I haven't been to a movie in so long, I can't even think about it.
I'm thinking, like, depending on the size of the popcorn, but, like, the big-ass popcorn... The BAP, I think that's probably right around the price of a ticket.
Yeah, and they always make it cheaper the larger you go. You know, if you want to be like, all right, I'll get a small popcorn, and you're like, Well, like it's for like a like for 20 cents more, they'll give me the giant size. Yep.
And they all, I mean, and they always sell it on you. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, and you get their free refill with the giant one. And I need that much popcorn in my life.
Yeah.
All the time.
I know. It's the wrong place to go if you're really trying to have portion control. If
you
have portion control issues.
There's absolutely none there.
I mean, yeah, the theater is the wrong place to go. But yeah, again, but I get it. You know, they have to charge the high prices because they really make very little. Like most of that ticket money goes right to the movie, you know, the people that made the movie. So they don't get that. But now I would think, you know, I mean, with Climate Pledge Arena, I don't know, you know, where the ticket prices go. I don't know who gets that money.
Well, yeah, I think a large popcorn's $200, about the same price as a ticket to a Kraken game.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there you go.
It's all very relative.
Those resellers, though.
That is a good point. If you take a look at the percentage difference, you know, between a ticket price, actually, you know what? You're getting a pretty good value for, you know, that whatever $16 thing of beer, whatever. Man, it just goes to show you, I don't know who's going, Steve, but they're doing better than me.
Well, my buddy Craig just texted me, interesting, do you think that they maybe bumped up the concession prices because the food show was a benefit concert?
So like so maybe they'll be cheaper when the game starts.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I would, that would be really nice, but I don't think so.
I don't know. I mean, those are pretty prices for like, Newman. Like, I don't pay that much at Sounders games for beer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's expensive, but it's, I mean, I think it's like $9 for a domestic, which is not terrible. I mean, it is, but you know what I'm saying? In terms of like going to $16,
now you're going to go to a Seahawks and you're like, look, dude, what a discount. I could get a beer for $9.
That'll be the Mariners' selling point. Our beer's cheaper than everybody else because, well, we don't pay our players anything. So come on down. That you know what, that texter may be onto something, Steve. That's, you know, a lot of those charity dinners that are held, you know, I mean, they're going to, you know, $1,000 a plate. You're you know, that, of course, you're not getting $1,000 worth of food. So then maybe that's it. Maybe that's, they just raised them up to, I hope so, because that.
Yeah, but the picture of this one, that's the person that shared it for the prices over at the Climate Pledge, the one that where we first got these prices, came in a couple of days ago. So I don't know if that's like the case.
Oh boy! All right. Well, we really try to come up with a silver lining. I don't think we're finding one.
No, I just think you got to get a loan out if you're going to a game. If you're going to get drunk and fed.
Yeah, you are.
Otherwise, eat at home.
You know, instead of people, you know, ticket scalpers, they'll be snack scalpers.
But I'm going to be the guy. I mean, I bitch about it, but I'm going to be in line. I want to try a Kraken burger or a Kraken chicken sandwich at the Shack's place.
Totally want to.
Yeah, I get that because we don't have one of those restaurants around. But I feel like,
I'm also going to get a pretzel, BJ. I've experienced a pretzel a couple times in my life. I'm still going to drop like probably $10 for it.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You got to test these pretzels.
Yeah, it better be the best pretzel you ever had in your life, Steve. That's all I'm going to say.
I have a feeling you're going to say that no matter what.
Yeah, you're going to have to. Steve's going to go, no, you don't understand. I mean, I know it's expensive, but this was, I mean, the Cadillac of pretzels.
Yo, if they shape the pretzel in the shape of the anchor and the needle, like that they did when I went to a Devils game a few years ago and they had the New Jersey Devils logo as a pretzel. If they do that, I'm probably going to buy more than one.
I was going to say printing money off of Steve.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
Because I'm going to buy one, excitedly eat it, and then be like, oh, crap, I didn't take a picture of it for social media.
All right.
I need to now get another one.
Of course. See, you know yourself very well. These are good strategies. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Who co-starred with Vince Vaughn in the 96 movie Swingers?
Owen Wilson?
No.
Swingers. I can see it, but I can't. Dang it. Will Ferrell.
No.
George Costanza.
No.
No. This is the man that pretty much any Star Wars fan and a lot of Marvel people just love. Jon Favreau. Forgot he was in that movie. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 850 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.